what have we come to? How have we as a people sunk so low? Do you realize that fully one half of the citizens of our nation no longer have any idea of what moral values are? People literally draw a blank when the term moral values is mentioned. Instead, we've become a people who live by situation ethics, whatever seems to be good at the moment. Jesus proclaimed, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your life, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." But a moral-less people of situation ethics says, it's every man for himself. I'll get mine, you get yours. Those men who are living their lives without moral values are saying to society, in effect, what is best for me is best. Hang the rest. A godless society is growing, which claims that there are no absolutes. Of course, as James, the brother of Jesus Christ, points out in the Bible, that is where fighting and wars come from, because someone is always going to get the short end of the stick in a world that is void of moral values. God does have absolutes. God defines moral value by His rules, by His laws. Some people are surprised at where the world is headed, where we found ourselves. But my friends, you need not be surprised. End time events are falling into place that are going to usher in the last days of society as we know it. Jesus Christ proclaimed, He predicted, He prophesied that these times would come. When Jesus Christ came to this earth about 2,000 years ago, He came proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, a bright new future for this world. It has not come yet. But before that bright day arrives, Jesus Himself in person is going to be here, ruling all nations of the earth from Jerusalem. The entire world is in for some dark days before Jesus Christ comes back. Even now, we are in the beginning of sorrows and tragedy. Where do we stand today in biblical prophecy? I'll tell you where. We are in the time the Bible calls the time of the end. We read about it in the scriptures. As Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, asking Him, "Tell us, Lord, what shall be the sign of Your coming in the end of the world?" So these are the words that Jesus Christ proclaimed. He said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceives you." Jesus was speaking of today, when many preachers say Jesus is the Christ, but they do not do the things that Jesus Christ said that we must do. Thereby those ministers deceive many. Jesus told this very thing to His disciples. "For many shall come in My name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." That's the first seal of the book of Revelation. It is speaking of false ministers and false prophets. My friends, it is happening just exactly as Jesus said it would. Today's ministers do not teach the doctrines of Jesus Christ, nor do they teach His laws. Ministers, calling themselves reverend, lead their congregations into error and into sin. There is none to be revered but God Himself. Jesus said of those men, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into those sent by Christ, sent by the Messiah." And no marvel, Jesus said, "For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if Satan's ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." They're not going to get away with it. Jesus Christ is the judge. Jesus Christ proclaimed that at this time the whole world would be deceived. Believe Him, my friends. Satan has his churches. He has many of them in every town. You don't want to believe it. You want to believe that everything's pretty much okay. Jesus does not say a few are deceived here and there. Jesus Christ proclaimed that the many are deceived. Broad, popular is the way that leads to destruction. Did Jesus know what He was talking about? Jesus said, "Narrow is the way which leads unto life, and there are few that find it." My friends, this is an invitation to you to find that straight, that tight, that narrow and difficult way that leads to the kingdom of God, that leads where Jesus would have us go. When the disciples asked Jesus this question, Jesus was telling them what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the world as we know it. He told them that there would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be famines and disease epidemics and earthquakes all over the place. And Jesus told them a strange thing. He told them at that point, things would just be starting to get rough. These are the beginnings of sorrow. Jesus then went on to show that the true Christians in the end time will be a very different people from popular Christianity. So different, in fact, that a terrible wave of persecution and killing would be unleashed on those who are obedient to Christ. Jesus said, "And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Most people today, even if they know of the Ten Commandments, they only give them lip service at best, especially the Lord's Sabbath day. That is because most people do not have God's Holy Spirit to guide them, to lead them, to empower them, and to strengthen them. God only gives his Spirit to them, and he gives it only to those who obey him. Can't make up our own rules. We must follow the rules that God has given us. And only God gives his Spirit to those who obey him. Let's understand the Bible, Scripture, Holy Scripture. God says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, and for instruction in righteousness. My friends, look into your own Bible and prove these things for yourself. Not only does this world not know what moral values are, this world doesn't know the true definition of love. What is love? And please do not accept a definition from TV or the movies or from Hollywood. The fact is, the majority of people do not know what godly love is. God defines love as living according to his Ten Commandments, which stand forever and ever. We don't steal from each other. We don't lie to each other. We don't covet what each other has. We don't steal one another's wives. We do what God says. That's the way we truly love one another. We don't encroach on their rights. We respect people. We have a set of moral values. Here's what God says. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You don't kill him. You don't go to war with him. You don't lie to him. That's how you love your neighbor. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Read that in Romans 13:10. In your Bible, love is the fulfilling of God's law. Remember, Jesus was telling his disciples what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the world. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall arise. Did you get that, my friends? Many false prophets. You look around and you say, I don't see any false prophets. I see a lot of evangelists. I see a lot of preachers, but I don't see any false prophets. Jesus said many false prophets shall arise. They are here. They are here now. And they shall deceive many. Read that for yourself in your scriptures. America, Great Britain, wake up. False ministers abound today. Not hundreds, but tens of thousands. False ministers are trying to convince everyone that God's law has been done away with. Just do what comes naturally. Situation ethics. No respect for anybody. Please yourself. My friends, understand this. God's law abides forever. It is spiritual. It is truth. And only the love of God is going to bring the peace that we all desire. You may have been taught differently, but the Bible says the law is holy. The commandment is holy and just and good. I know you've been taught that the Ten Commandments were nailed to the cross. God's Ten Commandments were not nailed to the cross. The Bible says that the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, that's what was nailed to the cross. The Ten Commandments are not against us. what was nailed to the cross with those various rituals and washings and ordinances. And Jesus did abolish those, but he did not abolish the Ten Commandments. Those rituals and ordinances were given to the Old Testament, to a people who did not have God's Holy Spirit to instill in them the habit of obedience during the Old Testament dispensation. Those substitute rituals and ordinances were called the Law of Moses. That was nailed to the cross, not the Law of God, which defines love towards our neighbor and love towards God. The handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that material law, that physical duty was done away in Jesus and nailed to the cross. But God's law is spiritual, holy, eternal. God's law is still here. God's law is a set of spiritual principles defining how man is to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Whoever commits sin is transgressing the law of God. Sin is the transgression of the holy spiritual law of God. Now read that for yourself in 1 John 3:4. When we sin, we're transgressing God's law. And whoever commits sin is transgressing the law of God. Godly love, on the other hand, is the living of the holy spiritual law of God. Living it in our daily lives when we interact with each other. My friends, did you know that all death and destruction, every human misery and bitterness, war and anguish that man has suffered, it comes about because man has broken the wonderful law of love, godly love, the Ten Commandments? Our land is full of sin. This nation and its leaders must turn back to the God of our forefathers. We must turn from our sinful ways and embrace a reverence for God and His laws. I have good news, my friends. Jesus Christ is coming back. When Jesus arrives, the perfect kingdom of God is going to be established on this earth. Our land will become a happy and peaceful land with moral values for all of its people. False ministers who teach that God's law has been nailed to the cross are deceiving the people that they pretend to serve. These false ministers are bringing about the ruin that we see the world headed for. Wars, death, destruction, violence, terrorism are the result of breaking God's law of love. This is the proclamation of Jesus Christ. The time has come for the gospel of the kingdom of God to go out to all the world. It has been going out, and some have believed the gospel. Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe this good news. Believe the gospel." Some have believed the gospel, but most men have rejected it. Why? The Bible gives us the answer in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The reason the gospel has been rejected is because the devil himself has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Jesus is not coming to ratify the status quo. He's not going to put his stamp of approval on the way this world is living today. All nations and all leaders are going to crumble at his coming. He is going to sweep away all politics, all ungodly rule, along with greed and lust and selfishness and unjust judges. All evil will be swept away at the coming of Jesus Christ. Christ's coming will doom the present order of world governments. America prospered when we were a generous nation. Third world nations suffer destitution to this day because of their greed. The rule of Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God will be a generous one and a prosperous one. We're told in the Holy Scriptures, "It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it." Jesus Christ will establish moral value, and it will be His moral value, the Ten Commandments of God. Men will love God, and they will love their neighbor, and peace will reign all around the earth. This is the proclamation of Jesus Christ.